Hello and welcome to another episode of the WCU Podcats Podcast. My name is Patrick Frazier.
And I'm Jalen Montgomery.
So Jalen, it's the end of the year. We have new toys in the podcast room.
We do. And these are nice toys.
Yeah, we've completely redone our podcast setup. Now that we're here at the end of the year, we got new speaker or new microphones, new soundboard, new headsets. We're moving up into podcast world.
We are. What's next, Patrick? What can we buy next?
I'm still trying for my drone. Dinah, if you're listening, I'm still trying for my drone.
Please, Dinah.
Yeah. One of these days, I will get a drone out of her. One of these days.
What are you wanting to do with it?
Well, you see, for open house, I'd be able to fully observe the traffic coming into campus through the camera on the drone. Also be able to see how the parking lots are filling up on the drone without actually having to go and walk through the parking lots each time. See, I got it really thought out here as well.
I like that idea. Okay.
I'd also like one of those NASCAR command centers that I could set up on to put on the stairs too, so that I'd have my computer screens and everything. And there we go. Yeah, there we go. That's what I get for that idea.
Yeah.
So here we are. We've made it through 2021. It feels like just yesterday we were starting 2020.
Exactly. What a wild ride this has been.
So for this week's episode, we figured, well, what better way to wrap up the year than with a recap of the year?
I know.
And we've kind of done this throughout the year as we've been recording episodes and everything, where we've highlighted things that have happened, things that are coming up. But what better way to kind of do a review of everything that's happened this year at one time, kind of hitting some of the highlights? Because when you and I started looking through some of this just now, and we were looking at stuff from the spring, we're like, wasn't that 2020? Wasn't that 2019? Doesn't feel like it was just, 5 months ago, 6 months ago. It's been a long year.
Yeah, and like I just started the first episode for the podcast with you, back in August?
Yeah.
And I thought that was last year, so.
Yeah, we're moving on up in the world, but the world is moving faster and faster at the same time.
Yeah, can't keep up.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get Josh Thompson back in here so that he can join in on the fun again, but that orientation schedule just keeps getting busier and busier, it looks like.
It is. I mean, he's got a busy next couple of months, and I'll be joining them for the summer.
Yeah, I really think they should have asked for some better reference checks before you did that summer internship with them next year. But,
you still have me. I'm still under your office. I will still work in admissions. But I'm going over to orientation for the summer.
Josh, reference checks. That's all I can say, Josh, is reference
checks.
Thank you, Josh. So we're going to kind of dive in here. Since our last episode, there hasn't been a lot of athletic activities going on. But before we kind of dive into that, do want to kind of highlight one of the big things that's going on this weekend. It's graduation.
It is graduation. And I don't know, it seems bittersweet because it's just like, it's already time for graduation. Like, finals are wrapping up. Or I have been done, and it's graduation, and Chloe is going to be busy because parents and families are coming from all over to see their student walk across the stage. Last night I was kind of on campus, and nursing had their pinning ceremony. I'm just sitting here like, where did the year go?
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to believe we're already here at the end of 2020, and just a couple of highlights for this weekend for our graduating class. So we have a total of 1,245 graduates this weekend. 293 of those students are graduate students. We also have 3 doctoral students graduating. The impressive statistic is 506 of those students are first-generation students. So first individual in their family to go to college.
That's nice.
So great achievement for a lot of students. Long time coming. You talk about a student class that's kind of gone through the ups and downs of everything.
They started their first 2 years on campus. Well, first year and a half. And then that next year and a half, we was remote.
Remote and half on campus, half remote, and kind of back on campus this year. And, it's one of those things. you know, when they're going through the interview process for a job or the application process, and the job, you know, the employer asks, well, when have you had a difficult situation?
COVID.
Well, I was a student during COVID.
Literally. Like, every student who's applying for jobs could say, I was a student during COVID.
Yeah, so for employers out there listening, it's time to go ahead and come up with a new question, because that question...
It's going to have the same answer in different forms, no matter what.
Yeah, that question's just not going to work these days, so might as well go ahead and figure out a better question or a different question, because that one's just not going to cut it anymore on the job search. But we're excited for all of our graduates this weekend. You know, graduation's always a great time. We have four students that are working in our office that are graduating as well. So congratulations to those students. You know, we're excited for you. We're excited for everybody. A little round of applause for everybody. Plus, you know, showing off the new soundboard here we have as well. So it's great to have some toys here in the office to play with as we go through these rounds of celebration for everybody. But, you know, one of the things, and we're having an in-person graduation this weekend, which we were able to do. You know, that was one of the things that we were able to do around homecoming time this year for our spring 2020 graduates, because they weren't able to do in-person.
We did.
Or was it? No, it was the 2020. I'm sorry. It was the 2020 students that weren't able to do in-person.
No, because honestly, I totally forgot we did a graduation in August during homecoming weekend.
Yeah. It's, you know, like I said, this year is kind of all meshed together.
It's meshed like 2020 did.
But, you know, for all of our graduates, congratulations. I hope you have a great time in Cullowhee this weekend. Unfortunately, it is supposed to rain. But at the same time, we carry umbrellas. It wouldn't be WCU without a little rain. It's not going to rain on your celebration. You're still going to be celebrating. We're still excited for you, still proud of you. So enjoy graduation. Enjoy everything that comes along with it this weekend.
And if you go out to eat, go to Speedy's and get a chicken ranchero pizza and tell them that Jalen sent you. Thank you.
Even if you're going to do that, you better do it today, because Speedy's is closed Saturday and Sunday.
Breaks my heart. Totally forgot they're closed on the weekend. Yep.
There you go,
Jalen. You can use it for that one.
Yeah, there you go, Jalen. Because, yeah, unfortunately, some of the local businesses, you know, with labor shortages and everything, having to kind of adjust their hours, which one of the many things we've been getting used to this year with the effects of COVID on everything that we do around campus. But I want to kind of dive into some different things that have happened before we kind of go into the year in review. And we're going to start off with our national signing day for football. So it's a great time for our football team to kind of welcome in some new recruits for next year. We had five three-star recruits and four two-star recruits commit to WCU. And we have, let's see here, we have one student, Brandon Smiley from Durham, North Carolina, a defensive lineman. Kind of went heavy on the defensive side this year. We have two linebackers, two defensive linemen. We have a couple of cornerbacks, a running back, and two wide receivers mixed in there as well. Several players from Florida, one player from Lexington, Kentucky. So it'll be exciting to see what all we're able to do with these new recruits heading into next season with Kerwin Bell.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, too, does he have any other recruits he's going to probably want to pick up between now and before, you know, spring ball gets started?
Oh, I'm sure these are just the starting point for
the recruiting to come.
But so we're excited for all of our new Catamounts for football as they committed to WCU on National Signing Day. That's always an exciting time of year as they're making their choice for their collegiate future. But as we start looking at the year in review, what better place to start than with football? Because we have talked about football a lot this year. But it's also because we love football. So,
very true. Like, tomorrow, like, I think the thing about football is, like, it's so entertaining. Like, yeah, we don't have college no more.
Well, we got the bowl games coming up.
We got some more games. But in, like, before we get into our football, like NFL, we get it 2 days this weekend, like Saturday and Sunday.
I know, it's so great.
It is fantastic.
It's my favorite time of year when we got football on TV all the time. to mix in with some basketball and everything else going on.
But like football?
Yeah, with football though, you know, as we started talking, it's hard to believe that just 6-7 months ago we were, or well, actually about 8 months ago, we were introducing Kerwin Bell as the 14th head coach of our football program. It doesn't feel like it was only 8 months ago. We introduced him in April.
When did the season end earlier?
But that's also the thing. Again, as we review the year of 2021, the football season ended in 2021 for the spring. Because we had spring football this year because 2020 was moved to the spring.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to believe that we had two football seasons this year. We had two basketball seasons, two volleyball seasons. Several sports had two seasons this year that in the past would have just had one season. It's just hard to believe. But that's one of the neat things as we kind of take a look back. And, you know, we've talked about Kerwin Bell and all that he's done already with football. They had an up-and-down first season, you know, but when you're bringing in a whole new staff and a whole new philosophy, you can definitely tell there's new energy in the athletic program around football, which always is going to happen when you bring in a new coach.
Yeah, and I think, too, what's helped is that Coach Bell is aware of what he's coming into, and he's aware of what, like, the team he's getting. Like, the team has really faced a lot of different things, you know, due to COVID, spring season, and then Coach Bell coming in April and then going straight into a new season. So they're still trying to get to know him. But I think he's done a phenomenal job thus far. You know, we ended the season 4-7 and was on a roll with those SoCon games and just like losing by a few points or winning. And then it's like, it's exciting to see what's going to happen for next season as well. But not only that, we got the recruits coming in. So I think now that Coach Bell has been here, he's starting to get comfortable being his niche and find his players.
Well, and you know, not only that, you kind of mentioned how we ended the season, but if you think about it too, normally in the spring they're doing spring ball, inter team practices and scrimmages. And this year, I mean, we're playing games.
Yeah.
So for these players, they really played two seasons in a season. Because the football season is typically in the fall. So you didn't have a whole lot of downtime. You didn't have a whole lot of time to kind of recuperate and adjust. And I think they did a phenomenal job with all the changes that they faced and everything. But football wasn't our only sport that got a new coach this year. And men's basketball also selected a new coach, and that was Justin Gray, became the coach again in April. Busy April for our athletics squad when he became the 19th head coach of our men's basketball program. Doesn't, again, feel like, I mean, it feels like it's been longer than that almost.
It feels like it has, but what's crazy is I remember when they announced him. I think we were on Western on tour.
You were probably doing, I think it was around Spring Blitz time.
It was Spring Blitz, and I think we were heading to, I believe, Concord for the last night. And it was like breaking news that we had hired a basketball coach. And I think like the next day they like announced it, like Coach Gray was coming to Western. God, that was so long ago. I don't really, that was a blur.
Yeah. Well, you know, and not only he, but again, like with football, brought an entire coach and staff along with him and had to kind of get the staff built and then get players recruited and everything in a short amount of time. And they've had a, you know, up and down season this fall, but I think we're on the right trajectory as we head into the SoCon tournament and everything. We kind of highlighted some of the things that have happened with men's basketball in our last episode. So it'll be exciting to see kind of what direction we continue to head with basketball. And also it's exciting just kind of all of these new coaches bringing new philosophies, new energy, new life to programs. Not to say that you need that all the time and can't have that with coaches that are there for long periods of time, but it is kind of a refreshing change in a sense with some of the new life and new ideas that have come in with our athletic program over this year.
It is. it's been exciting to see such a thrill from our players. Like, I've never seen, I think, seen our players have that much energy in games, like at the basketball games, the men's basketball game. I seen some clips on Twitter, and one of our players, like, landed a three, and the whole, like, arena erupted. And I think, too, when you, like you were saying, like, when you bring in these new coaches, it kind of gives, like, a different fire and passion to the players. And it's like, okay, so you learning new perspectives and a new philosophy, kind of a new playbook, if you think about it. And so it's like you were saying, I'm excited to see they got some games next week, and then come back and they got more games. So I'm like, I hope to at least make it to one of the games before, you know, we start back traveling.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how we play once we start hitting the conference tournament, mm-hmm. or really conference play heading into the tournament, because once we start playing conference games in January, it's amazing how quickly the season will go.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we saw that with football. It's like we started the one SoCon game and it was season ended.
Yeah, you know, and part of that is just, you know, the kind of the makeup of basketball. Yes, basketball is November through March, but you have the SoCon tournament there at the end of February, 1st of March. Mm-hmm. So you really only have 2 months that you're playing all your conference games in, and then from there, you're diving in to the you know, the season itself, and then to the postseason. And who knows? Maybe we'll make a run at a postseason appearance this year. You know, it'd be great if we could make it into the NCAA tournament.
I would,
but
love
I know
that.
That's a long term goal for our coaches, because yeah. It's going to take some time. But we'll get there.
We'll get there. I forgot about that March Madness. What? Everything is becoming, I'm just like seeing how like it's a new term, because I feel like it's been so long. Like, I remember even with basketball, like in high school and middle school, around February or March, we would watch college games and hang out and do schoolwork. And then when good old March Madness began, we would get it, like get the TV, bring it in the classroom. One of another teams I support, the Duke Blue Devils.
See, this is where there's just more and more wrong with Jalen. There's just, yep.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, got to play that there too.
Listen, I'm purple and gold and blue. All right.
Well, that kind of wraps up our sports review and everything. We'll be right back after this commercial break. WCU students, future Catamounts that are starting in the spring or next year, or even current students, don't forget that the FAFSA priority filing deadline is rapidly approaching on January 1st, 2022. Also, the WCU scholarship application deadline is February 1st, 2022. Make sure you get that FAFSA filled out and turned in, as well as your WCU scholarship application completed and turned in, so that you can qualify for any scholarships through WCU. And welcome back. So we're here, we're doing a review of everything that is WCU. You know, we covered our Catamount sports. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this moment to say, be sure to check us out online at wcupodcats.com, Facebook WCU Podcats, or anywhere else that you listen to your podcast episodes, so that you can keep up with everything going on here in the Office of Admissions and WCU with the WCU Podcasts. We do thank you all for listening, especially throughout the year. You know, we kind of took some time off for 2020. Part of that was intentional. Part of that was unintentional. We couldn't really get in our studio space that we have. Still haven't gotten in there. We're doing it from my office currently. Hope to get back into our studio space at some point. But once Jalen came on board, and it wasn't just me doing it, with Josh's schedule and everything, we've done pretty good this year keeping up with our schedule.
I was going to ask you, what episode, like how many, we was on a roll for doing them.
We were on a roll, and then November hit.
Travel season.
We actually made it through several travel season episodes. I was actually kind of surprised how far we were able to make it this year with everything. But we, you know, we did our best to keep it biweekly.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming to you a couple days early right now, just because end of the school year and everything. Want to make sure that we get an episode out. Yeah, we kind of went from October 8th until December 9th without an episode. So we did kind of miss about a two-month period there. Yeah. While we were traveling and had a lot going on. But before that, we were able to get several episodes in. Some sports previews, some previews for the fall. Shout out to Bayshawn Smith doing the Dean of Student kind of fall preview that he did with us. Yeah, that was this year too, Jalen. I saw the look there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just like how quickly time is going, or it's like the months are flying by. Like, I'm really trying to wrap my mind around it, because it just seems like Bayshawn was sitting in here. And then, like, we've interviewed several of our tour guide students. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, when was all of this? Because, honestly, after October, it has been a blur for me.
Yeah, so we did, you know, we had Bayshawn Smith on here, our Dean of Students. We also did a counselor spotlight with Kiana Presha that works here in the Office of Admissions. That was back in August.
We did.
Then we were able to interview several students, like Jalen said. Lori Godwin was our first one for the year. And then we did Kylie Ackman and Sophia Pontello. And then we kind of wrapped up our student ones with Brandon Rice. So got to meet several students that work here in the Office of Admissions. And, you know, we'll be doing that again in the spring. We'll have our students on. We'll also have Bo Busby from the alumni office on. We always love having Bo come down and do an episode with us.
Bo is coming? I can't wait for that episode.
Bo doesn't know he's coming yet, but Bo will be coming. Because we always got to do an alumni episode.
We do things
that are happening in the alumni office for all of our alumni out there listening.
I can't wait for that one.
But as we kind of continue our year in review, kind of sticking a little bit with sports, but starting to move into academic side. It's hard to believe that in the spring, we also announced a new marching band director, a new director of Pride of the Mountains Marching Band, Jack Eady Jr., took over the role in the spring, and it actually took it over in May. So 7 months ago is when he kind of assumed that role for the Pride of the Mountains Marching Band. I didn't get to make it to any football games this year, Jalen. How was the marching band for the games you went to? As great as always?
Fantastic. They played a lot of new music, a lot of upbeat music. A lot of the music they are performing, it was honestly getting, like, the attendees at the game, the crowd involved. Like, you could hear everybody singing and dancing. Now, they're in, like, the final home game we played. Their show, spectacular. Like, Brandon, our student, was up there playing the electric violin, and then they have, I call them the Catamount Singers. I don't know the actual name for the group, but they were up there singing like old, like, hits from way back when, and it's awesome to see what Dr. Eady and Mr. Trevor Bailey, the assistant director of the band, have brought forth, and I'm excited to see how they carry that on into the new year.
Yeah, we have, you know, Jack Eady and Trevor Bailey, both new members of the marching band staff, and also shout out to Matt Henley, who's been with the marching band for many, many years. Started with Bob Buckner when he was still our marching band director. So Matt's been able to go to Pasadena, California with them for the Rose Bowl parade. He's been to both Macy's parade, so Matt's had a phenomenal run as well with the marching band. So I always love seeing what all he does with the drum line and everything.
I think it's awesome, like when they do the catwalks, I always see Matt walking down and he has like the biggest smile on his face, or you can like point him out like on the other side of the field when you know it's him. It's like, there go Matt. So I'm excited. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, I'm sure Matt misses He used to have a great interaction with a former Paul's that had a slight tendency to steal his hat, mess up his hair. The band loved it though, so you know you gotta give the students what they want.
Only Paul's would mess with Matt while he's trying to direct the biggest band of the land.
I mean, Paul's just has that kind of clout on campus. What can I say? Shout out to Paul's. But as we kind of look at some of the different highlights from this year, one of our academic highlights that kind of went under the radar for a lot of people, but also a lot of people aren't really looking at doctoral programs. But for those that are, we got approved to start offering and started accepting applications for our Doctor of Nursing Practice program. The applications actually opened this fall for that program, with the first cohort set to begin in the spring of May 2022 is when that first cohort's going to begin. So exciting opportunities for students in the nursing program to kind of take that next step degree-wise all here at WCU.
I think that's a good thing. So we offer like a ton of undergraduate degrees, but like now students are coming for their master's here, and now we're starting to add more doctoral programs. And so I think it's amazing. Like Weston's really expanding. And speaking of expanding, Patrick, we opened up the new science building this year.
Yeah, Apodaca Science Building, such a phenomenal facility. I haven't gotten to do a full tour of it yet. I want to do a full tour at some point. But from what I have seen of that facility space, it is just such a phenomenal space.
The terrace. I want to go to the terrace because that is where I've seen so many of our pictures on publications at, of how gorgeous the view is.
Yeah, for those that haven't been on campus lately and are kind of curious what Apodaca looks like, just do a search on our WCU webpage, wcu.edu, for Apodaca Science Building. It'll pull up some of the pictures that are there. I can't wait to see how this facility looks once the Natural Science Building is completely torn down. We started the deconstruction of the Natural Science Building this fall to make way for kind of the courtyard space in front of Apodaca Building. And, I mean, Apodaca looks phenomenal on the outside. Has several different rock structures that are all using local rock to kind of add to the charm and aesthetics of the building. And it just, when you go inside, the space that students have is just out of this world. I mean, I wish I had study spaces like this when I was a student.
I seen it, like I caught a glimpse of it for Honors Day when I was given a tour. And I like stood there for a second and I was like, that is nice. Like, it's modern. It's up to date. I'm about to go in there. We got to go to work.
Yeah, for anybody that's doing a major in any of the sciences, biology, chemistry, anything like that, the classroom space and facility space for those classes is just out of this world. And for students that got to experience what that was like when they were in when it was in Stillwell and when it was in Natural Science Building, you notice a big difference the moment you walk in the door. And just walking down the hallway, you notice a big difference. And I can't wait to see as we do more changes on campus with our master plan that's under review currently, what other changes kind of mimic the construction and the level of detail that is in the Apodaca Building.
It is just, like, who would ever thought you could take that space behind McKee and Killian and make it into what it is today? Like, I always still ride down there just if I'm, like, out on campus, and I'm amazed at it.
Well, like, and, you know, for our, you know, older alumni, right, and you're, you know, if you haven't been on campus lately and you're trying to, you know, picture where might Apodaca be, it's where Memorial Stadium was, the football stadium before the E.J. Whitmire Stadium. Because when they started the construction, they actually were drilling down into the dirt and started hitting items. And like, what are we hitting? Oh, yeah, that's the concrete bleachers from Memorial Stadium. So they had to come in and kind of remove some of the concrete bleachers from the Memorial Stadium.
I would have kept it as a souvenir. Like,
I think they got some chunks and put it in the archives and everything.
Okay.
But so it's right there where Memorial Stadium was. For those that don't know where that is, it's kind of between Hunter Library and Stillwell Building. Currently, it's behind the Natural Science Building, but the Natural Science Building, like I mentioned, is in the process of being torn down. But it's in a beautiful spot that really has kind of a cornerstone piece to campus due to its location and everything. And then, you know, as we kind of highlight some of the different things that have happened this year, talking about different buildings, one of our other facilities that I have always just loved, aesthetically beautiful building, our Bardo Arts Center. We also announced in June of this year plans for a permanent exhibit on contemporary Cherokee culture and language, further strengthening our ties with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and things that we do here on campus and our connection with the Cherokee Indians. So I'm excited to see kind of what exhibits that they have, what kind of transformations that take place in that area. It's part of a grant that was received from the Cherokee Preservation Fund to help with kind of this implementation for a multi-year effort with the completion set for spring of 22. That's in conjunction with the WCU Cherokee Studies Program, the Cherokee Center, and the Bardo Arts Center. So it'll be exciting to see how that looks once it's a finished product here in the spring.
Everybody's like, it's something new taking place on campus. Like whenever you turn around, there's a new exhibit or there's like a new building being built. There's this being added. And it's like, we're expanding so quickly. And I'm like, how much more land? We sit on 600 acres of land. And I'm like, where are we about to expand to next?
Well, you know, we there's always land around to expand, you know.
True.
We got some area over there around the HHS, but I think as you start looking at the master plan and some of the different things that are being discussed with the master plan, it's not necessarily expanding into new spaces. It's more so better utilizing the spaces that we have as we make changes around campus. And, you know, for those that haven't been on campus in a while, and, you know, when you're coming to campus, you think, well, I don't want them to change something that was done a certain way when I was a student. Well, we kind of have to change because mm-hmm. some of the needs of the campus evolve, the needs of the students evolve. And so as we're making changes, making updates, you just kind of have to kind of be mindful of those different changes that we have going through the year and everything.
I'm excited for more. Because Moore has always been closed. Like, Moore was closed when I was a student here at Western. So now that the we have the approval for it, I'm excited to see, like, how we revamp Moore for usage.
Yeah, Moore's going to be an exciting building. Be sure, you know, if you're, you know, I've mentioned the master plan several times. Be sure to go to wcu.edu, do a Google search or do a search on the website there for master plan. And you can see some of the design plans that have been discussed and that are being kind of discussed and talked through on campus and with the community. So a lot of great opportunities for growth here at WCU for now and for in the future.
Oh, Western.
So we'll be right back after this commercial break. Future Catamounts, make sure that you apply online for our priority action deadline by January 2nd. That is the deadline for our priority actions applications. Then our final application deadline of regular action deadline will be on February 1st. So make sure you Future Catamounts that you get your application turned in to WCU as quickly as possible. Also, be sure to come and visit WCU in the spring. We have an open house on February 26th, which is a Saturday, as well as March 26th, also a Saturday. So be sure to sign up online at openhouse.wcu.edu for those events. If you're unable to make it to the open house event, be sure to register for a campus tour at visit.wcu.edu. We look forward to seeing you in the spring here in Cullowhee. And welcome back to the WCU Podcats podcast. Be sure to check us out online at Facebook, facebook.com/podcat, WCU Podcats, as well as podcats.wcu.edu. Jalen, we've been going through the year. It feels like it's been a longer year than it actually has, but I think everybody can agree that's just how 2021 feels in yes. general.
I think it's going right up that long 2020, where it's been two long years.
So we kind of have three highlights left to go that we wanted to mention. And, you know, we talked about a new Apodaca Science Building, but how about our next door neighbors?
Literally our next door neighbors.
As we, you know, prepare to welcome students, and it's hard to believe those next door neighbors will be moving in 2022, in the fall of 2022.
So next August.
Next August, we will
be seeing cars.
We will be seeing next door neighbors in our new three residence halls. And, you know, our Board of Trustees approved the names of the residence halls earlier this year. So two of the residence halls are set to be complete for fall 22, and then the third residence hall is set to be complete for spring of 23. These are going to be for first-year students. The three residence halls are going to be called Water Rock Hall, Shining Rock Hall, and Black Rock Hall. Sticking with our theme of recognizing the WCU connection with this region as well as the mountains in our area, to kind of further the tradition that we already have with the Balsam and Blue Ridge residence halls. So it'll be exciting to see these residence halls kind of coming to life over the next year.
And they are. If you look at the design and the architect of the buildings, it reminds me of the mountains, like the green tops of the trees, the brown stones laid against the concrete foundations. Plus, they are huge.
Oh, you know, and it's just like with Apodaca, the rock work on these buildings is phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the rock work is definitely out of this world, that kind of ties the buildings in with campus. You know, it's not quite like the Walker and Scott 9-story tall buildings, but, you know, we'll never really have those on campus again. Fortunately, we still have Harrell, so we still have one holdout, which I enjoy the taller buildings there. But when you pull on the campus, these three residence halls make a statement. There is no doubt about it.
Like, literally. I think I was up in Bayshawn's office one day, and I kind of looked out his window. You could see into the new residence hall. And I was like, "You're close." He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "You literally look out the window, and there you are." And I was like, wow, but I guess it does feel close considering when you look out the side door right here down the hall.
It's right there as well.
The fence is right there as well.
Yes, we've definitely been hearing the construction.
Jackhammers.
The jackhammers. Oh, I don't miss the jackhammer one bit from when they were tearing down Walker and Scott.
Scott, I don't miss that.
Oh, the headaches we got on the regular were just, yeah, nope, no thank you. I'm good without those.
It was echoing in our office, like, no way.
So as we continue kind of our review of everything that's happened this year, I think one event that came back to campus this year, in addition to our usual, you know, we had Week of Welcome come back. We had Valley mm-hmm. Valley who returned this year. But I think the one that really connects students, alumni, faculty, staff, the region, Mountain Heritage Day returned. And we did a lot of talking about Mountain Heritage Day, but I felt like it was well worth a lot of the promotion.
It was well worth it. It was a lot of fun. I went, and I was out there for a few hours, and like, my God, the food smells so good. But they were
the food was so good.
Like, they were, some of the vendors was like only taking cash. And guess who didn't stop by the ATM? Me.
I should have charged you your office rental fee so that you would have had cash for Mountain Heritage Day.
No, because let me tell you something. I was like, oh, if y'all were only taking card, because they had the brick wood fire pizza, that, like, as soon as you entered across from the football stadium, it was right there, and it smelled so good.
Oh, I went with the barbecue. I always go with the barbecue.
Oh, yeah. I was wanting the lemonade because it was a little warm.
Oh, and the lemonade. It was right on point.
It was so good.
That lemonade, you know, standing O for the lemonade.
Absolutely.
Standing O for the lemonade, because the lemonade was great. Were you able to get your mom a Christmas present there? Because, I mean, there were so many crafts going on there. Shout out to Keisha. Hopefully your daughter got you a Christmas present there.
So there was one gift in particular I was wanting to get her, but the price of it, she would have told me no. Like, it was a beautiful picture of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Like,
I think I know which one you're talking
about.
You know,
it was like on the long.
Yeah, don't worry, Keisha. I would have told her no too on the. I mean, it is beautiful.
It is beautiful, but the price.
The price. I know exactly, because I looked at that picture. I'm like, I would love that picture.
Uh-huh.
And I can't justify that picture.
You cannot. And I was wanting it. I was like, oh, gosh. I was like, my mom would love that. And so I was like looking around, and then I was like, well, I don't see a price. And then someone was like, look on the back. I seen it. I was like, she can see it from afar. It is a gorgeous picture.
Take a picture of the picture.
Take a picture of the picture and go have it blown up. But yeah, she would have got me if I would have bought that, because she would have got me for the price. oh, for sure the price would have got me in trouble.
Yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking about. Like I said, beautiful picture.
It's
gorgeous. For the artist that did it, I mean, or photographer, I can't remember if it was a photograph or if it was art.
Like a sketch. I don't know, but it is.
Because they had kind of a combination of both, and they were gorgeous. But
expensive.
We work in higher education, and that is outside of our pay grade, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
So, Jalen, we're kind of down to what we have picked, at least, for some of our highlights for the year. We're down to the final highlight for the year, unfortunately.
And that is the Holiday Plaza, like Holiday on the Plaza.
So, Holiday on the Plaza was kind of a new event this year that celebrated the holidays here in Cullowhee. As we lit up the Alumni Tower for the first time ever with holiday lights on it, as well as all the area around the holiday, or all our area around the Alumni Tower for the holiday, had all kinds of different treats and activities for students and guests and faculty and staff. It really was kind of a fun event. I heard a lot of students talking about the event kind of the next week after that event happened.
Yeah, I wasn't even on campus. I was traveling. So I had to live vicariously through Instagram as if I was here. But seeing, I think for me, is seeing the students dressed up for Christmas. There was some of the band and some of the band performed, as well as there was caroling. And I think, too, Chancellor Brown and First Gentleman Mr. Dennis had the countdown with Paul's to turn on the lights on the Alumni Tower. So if you're in Cullowhee this weekend, and as the sun is going down and it's getting darker in the evening, please go out by the Alumni Tower to see the lights. I was on campus the other night, and it is just beautiful how they have it lit up at the tower.
Yeah, it definitely is kind of a beautiful scene and everything right there in the center of campus. Looking forward to continuing that tradition for many years to come. A nice mm-hmm. new tradition to have here in Cullowhee is Christmas on the Plaza, or the holidays on the Plaza there. So, Jalen, we're here at the end of the semester. What is one thing you are looking forward to for 2022? Put you on the spot.
One thing? Oh, that's hard. I would have to say Student Appreciation Week. The one we do in the spring where we have hopefully Jeff Hughes, if you're listening, the carnival rides and like the fair foods. And it's like starting getting to the point to where it's like the around end of March, April time.
Getting closer to daylight savings.
And so like you can smell the food in the air. Students could come out. Oh, that's you did put me on the spot. I would have to say Student Appreciation Week.
I think the on-campus event I'm looking forward to for the spring, we're kind of getting a taste of it this weekend with graduation, is that spring commencement, because that's the big one. That's where you have the majority of the students graduating when we have, you know, graduate graduation as well as the undergraduate ones that are split in two, and so many people on campus. I'm looking forward to that kind of returning back to the way it was as we kind of keep, you know, trucking through this pandemic and everything associated with it, and hopefully we can keep on a kind of the right upward trajectory for the spring.
Yes, which is crazy because I remember for when I graduated in the spring, you were sitting right there as you come up the
yeah, I was right there as you came off the stage.
Off the stage.
Well,
and like,
I always would sit right there as you're walking onto the stage.
You were.
Because I got to make sure my students make it across that stage. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go down there and drag them across that stage.
Shaquille,
if you're listening, I made sure that you made it across that stage after all those years of changing majors.
I love Shaquille. Shout out to Shaquille. If you was a tour guide, like 2016 to 2017, shout out to Shaq, because Shaq
I really feel like it was like 2010 through 2017. Like, Shaq was with me for a lot more than, he was with me for like 5-6 years, changing majors. But
I love Shaq.
He made it across that stage, made sure he made it across that stage.
He did.
But no, yeah, I always sat right there kind of in the corner. I'm not going to be able to make it this weekend for graduation, but look forward to getting back out there in the spring for graduation and supporting our students and everything that they do during the graduation season and throughout the year as well. So, you know, unfortunately, that kind of brings us to a close for this year. It's hard to believe that this year has kind of come and gone, but I think we're going to have an exciting spring ahead. We're going to have a lot of fun shows ahead.
We do. So before we go, Patrick, this is on the spot. Name one food you are looking forward to eating for Christmas.
Pecan pie.
That was quick.
Oh, you know, the holiday season, pecan pie, that's probably the one I associate with Christmas the most. Now, I will also say when my grandparents were alive and we did Christmas at their house, we did chicken and dumplings for breakfast on Christmas Day and again for dinner on Christmas Day. That's the one I miss the most. And every now and then we'll do it with mom and dad, but that's the one I miss the most and always enjoyed the most. But I'm going to have to go with pecan pie. What about you, Jalen?
Oh, that's such a hard one. I'm going to have to keep in the pie. And I have to do my mom's cherry cheesecake pie. Like, that is the staple for Christmas. Like, everybody else could be in bed, sleep. And it might be 1:30 in the morning. And I will go into the kitchen and get myself a slice of pie. And we'll watch Netflix. Like,
KK, you should go ahead and lock that pie up. You know, put it in a safe spot for when Jalen gets home.
I hope she makes it. Matter of fact, I'm going to text her after this and say, can you make that for me?
Well, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to us this fall. Like I said, you know, we kind of had an up and down 2021. Kind of started off a little slow there. Didn't have many new episodes for you, but look forward to having a lot of new episodes, a lot of great new content as we head into the spring. Going to do a lot more interviews with our students so that you can learn more about the current students here on campus. For our alumni listeners, we hope that you learned a little bit about WCU, kind of got to reminisce a little bit about WCU for this year. For our future Catamounts that are listening, we hope that we were able to kind of shed some light on what makes WCU so special and unique for us. It's hard to believe we're in season 7 of the WCU podcasts, but there's always things to talk about, always new things going on campus, so we look forward to many more seasons ahead for us. So on behalf of Josh Thompson and Jalen Montgomery, I am Patrick Frazier. So I want to thank everybody for listening to us this year. As always, go Cats!